from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Okay, so talking about the Lions here, players that have impressed you, and certainly questions that we are seeing, could they get answered? We've talked about the kicking situation with Jake Bates, trending in a positive direction, ways to go still. The fourth and fifth wide receiver might come down to Isaiah Williams versus Donovan Peoples-Jones. If they go five, they might keep them both. Backup quarterback. Look, this is, we talked about it at the beginning of the show, but circling back for people who didn't hear it. Look, Hendon Hooker is playing in the second half of preseason games against guys who aren't going to make the roster. The bulk of those players aren't going to make the roster. Nate Sudfeld has been starting games and playing against guys that are fighting for positions on the roster, trying to start, trying to solidify their spots. I think it's important in this next game coming up Saturday that Hendon Hooker starts the game and Nate Sudfeld plays the second half. Because what we may find is that, you know, as you move up the food chain of opponents, it could get a little tougher for Hendon Hooker to look as good as he did this past Saturday. And Nate Sudfeld might tear up the Steelers in the second half, right? I mean, it's an important thing to remember who you're playing against. But the Hendon Hooker returns have been pretty encouraging.
Yeah, the limited action he's gotten in each of the games, it looked like he built off of what happened in the first game. The fact that he didn't have much practice at all last week because he was in concussion protocol, I thought he looked very good. Looked comfortable in the pocket, looked comfortable maneuvering through the pocket to buy himself some extra time. He delivered the ball well. When he takes off and runs, it's clear that he's the best of the three quarterbacks that can do that. It's not even close, and nor would we have expected it to be close. But now you actually see it. I mean, his was an 8-yard touchdown run that he had was great. Just boom, right through there, make the decision, gone, and in the end zone. And when he made the decision to take off and run earlier in the game, pick up get close to a first down, and then slide. That shows growth because you learn from one week to the next. At some point, you're going to have to slide. Stop trying to blow through players, and he did the job. He looked good. Yes, I'd like to see him against the clear number twos on a team, or I don't know what Pittsburgh's going to throw at them on Saturday, but I would expect that he gets at least a quarter of action. Maybe he's just good enough in that quarter of action that then you turn things over to Sudfeld and see what Nate can do, but he should get a lot more time.
With all quarterbacks, I mean, I get the sense that in the preseason when teams aren't game planning to stop you, that if you take a snap, drop back to pass, and you want to throw the ball over the middle on a crossing route or to a running back out of the backfield, you can do it all day. You can do it all day and dink and dunk your way down the field. And there was plenty of that from Sudfeld and Hooker. But Hooker in the second half, he hit Mo Alexander over the middle on a down and in for a big gainer. He actually did it twice in one drive to Mo Alexander. He had Dorrice Fountain on a ball down the field. He had that slant cut to Jalen Calhoun. These were balls that he was pushing down the field and giving his, showing a little bit more than just I can dump it off and I can run a little bit. Long way to go, but given what these tests of Hendon Hooker were, I'm impressed. And I'd have to think, that he would be a guy trending to be the kicker, or excuse me, the backup quarterback. Kicker. Sure, that too. Trending to be the backup quarterback at this point. But still, you know, it's not a wrap. But I think Sudfeld deserves a bit of the luxury of facing some of the similar defenses that Hendon Hooker has, because, you know, we just want the best guy. And, you know, I was reading how much Mark Brunell, and this was in The Athletic, they love Sudfeld, that he's cerebral and that he provides a second pair of eyes for Jared Goff. And they really want to keep him around for the same reasons they want to keep David Blau around, again, from The Athletic over the weekend. And yet Sudfeld, as they wrote, has a ceiling. So he's providing something for this team. So we shouldn't think of it as a wrap, but I get the sense the fans do.
Oh, I definitely. The fans have been done with him for before the season began, it feels like, before training camp began. And then you see what you saw in the first preseason game, and they were done. And then he throws a touchdown pass to Caden Davis. Like, all right, that looked good. Mm-hmm. And then comes right back out and throws an interception, horribly played, a horrible pass. The receiver was not only covered, but the cornerback was leading him when coming back across the middle on that play. It was just terrible. So, but when you hear that the quarterback's coach loves him, Mark Brunell loves him,
yep,
that he has value to Jared Goff, I get all that, and that's okay, fine. But that's a third quarterback position, or is that just a guy? Like, if Nate Sudfeld gets dropped, do you think another team picks him up?
No,
I agree with that.
And if you want Nate Sudfeld, if the third pair of eyes, okay, are important to you, then hey, Nate, your back hurts.
Can you find a way, you know, that he stays on the sideline in some capacity that doesn't take up a roster spot?
Yep.
Because right now, roster spots are becoming very valuable. Now, if he's not, does that mean the Lions only go with two quarterbacks?
They could.
They could, but that's also, that can be dangerous if you do that. And that's another question that Dan Campbell, Brad Holmes have to answer. When you start looking at the whole 53-man roster and how many receivers and defensive backs and defensive linemen you want, I mean, it starts with quarterback. How many quarterbacks do you want?
Yeah.
Do I want an extra defensive back and they only carry two quarterbacks? Like, do I need Brandon Joseph? Do I want to have five wide receivers? If so, then maybe I don't carry three quarterbacks.
You know, back in the day, it was like you had to keep three quarterbacks on your team. You know, you just had to. But when years passed recently now, it's not the same anymore. You have other players that play a role in every week during a real game than the third string quarterback. So I think they go with two quarterbacks. You know, Hooker's the guy. Appreciate the, you know, the insight, Sudfeld, but we also have coaches on the staff that do that as well, you know, that provide other things for Goff and intel. So yeah, if it's even close in your mind, if you think Sudfeld's even close to Hooker wins that all day. You know, he's the draft, you know, you use the draft pick on him. He's got way higher ceiling. He's still growing as far as in the position, what he can do for this team. To me, they keep two quarterbacks, move on to the rest of the roster.
248-539-9797. Who impressed you? Who caught your eye? Who's a guy that you didn't think was going to make the team, now you think might make the team? The edge rusher opposite of Hutch. Okay, the leading candidates are guys like Marcus Davenport and James Houston. Davenport hasn't played in the preseason. Houston did. They held him out of this game after playing in the first game. Gator, is there anybody else doing anything to earn that job? Kaminsky's out for the year. Mitchell Agudé showed up a little bit. So did Matthew Betts. But like, Matthew Betts at one point destroyed somebody, and then I realized the player he was going up against was Kansas City's international player program guy.
Yeah. He just kind of went inside on him.
Yep, and almost untouched. And you want to say, hey, that's awesome for him, but you're playing their international player program guy.
Exactly. When I was thinking of the ride, and I saw that Kyle Meimke of MLive had, I think, 10 defensive linemen making his roster at this point, I was thinking to myself, who would those 10 be? And I think I came up with the same guys. And so, even though some of these guys might be flashing and might have a nice play here and there, it's tough to make this rotation. It just is. I think, you know, look, specifically defensive tackles, you're going to have DJ Reader and Lee McNeil and Onwuzurike, Pascal and Pecco. I think Pecco makes this team, and they're treating it like that. He hasn't played. It hasn't played a ton, so I think it starts there, and then you go on the outside, and James Houston's going to make this team. Marcus Davenport, obviously Aiden Hutchinson. You know, it's hard to get in there, even if you've had a couple of nice plays and a couple of nice games. But I just don't see a path there for some of those guys. Agude is interesting because they've been talking about him for a while. Is that somebody they can sneak on a practice squad?
Could be.
Ukwu is the other one that has made a couple of plays.
He's shown up.
But I guess the Pro Football Focus numbers don't show favorably in his direction, but I don't really look at that too much because they said the same thing about James Houston, and yet Houston's going to make the team. So,
all right, a couple of guys that are interesting. You've mentioned one already, and you skipped over one at a position. I want to talk about them and how important they are and whether or not they're both going to make the team. We will get to that today at 102 here on Carson Anderson, 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.